Thank you, Mr. Vice President, and thank you for your great leadership on the task force. And thank you to Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci as well. It's been an honor working with you these past few weeks. When the Vice President first asked me to help on the task force with different tasks, I asked the President what he expected from the task force and how I can best serve him and the task force. What the President asked is that all of the recommendations that we make be based on data. He wanted us to be very rigorous to make sure that we were studying the data, collecting data. A lot of things in this country were happening very quickly, and we wanted to make sure that we were trying to keep updating our models and making sure that we were making informed decisions and informed recommendations to him based on the data that we were able to collect and put together. The President wanted to make sure that we had the best people doing the best jobs and making sure that we had the right people focused on all the things that needed to happen to make sure that we can deliver in these unusual times for the American people. The President also instructed me to make sure that I break down every barrier needed to make sure that the teams can succeed. This is an effort where the government is doing things that the government doesn't normally do. We're stretching, we're acting very quickly, and the President wants to make sure that the White House is fully behind the different people running the different lines of effort to make sure that we get everything done in a speed that the President demands. The President also wanted us to make sure we think outside the box, make sure we're finding all the best thinkers in the country, making sure we're getting all the best ideas, and that we're doing everything possible to make sure that we can keep Americans safe and make sure we bring a quick end to this in the best way possible and balance all the different aspects that need to be thought of while we do this. This truly is a historic challenge. We have not seen something like this in a very, very long time, but I am very confident that by bringing innovative solutions to these hard problems, we will make progress. Today, we were briefing the President earlier. He asked me to come out and talk a little bit about what we've been doing on the supply chain task force, which Admiral Plavchuk has been leading. And what he's been very impressed by is the way that we've been resourceful to find product all over the world, all over the country, and we are finding ways to solve the different problems. The President's been very, very hands-on in this. He's really instructed us to leave no stone unturned. Just this morning, very early this morning, I got a call from the President. He told me he was hearing from friends of his in New York that the New York public hospital system was running low on critical supply. He instructed me this morning. I called Dr. Katz, who runs the system, asked him which supply was the most supply he was nervous about. He told me it was the N95 masks. I asked what his daily burn was, and I basically got that number, called up Admiral Plavchuk, made sure we had the inventory. We went to the President today, and earlier today the President called Mayor de Blasio to inform him that we were going to send a month of supply to the New York Public Hospital System to make sure that the workers on the front line can rest assured that they have the N95 masks that they need to get through the next month. We'll be doing similar things with all the different public hospitals that are in the hotspot zones and making sure that we're constantly in communications with the local communities. One thing I will say, just based on data, is that we've been getting a lot of data from different governors and from different mayors and from different cities. One thing I've seen FEMA do very, very well over the last week or so is now we're getting real-time data from a lot of cities. People who have requests for different products and supplies, a lot of them are doing it based on projections, which are not the realistic projections. The projections change every day as we see the cases, as we see the impacts of the Stop the Spread effort that this task force recommended and the President has been pushing forward. So I do think that we'll see that hopefully there'll be impact of that, and the task force has been working very hard through the FEMA group with Admiral Plavchuk to make sure that we're getting the supplies to people before they run out and making sure that we're doing it in a proper way.
April the 2nd, 2020. Guys, 4 years ago when Trump got elected, I did a video about the spirit of the Antichrist and that I realized who it was. And I've caught flack about that since then, since those 4 years. That's nothing new. I'm used to it. But a lot of people misinterpreted what I said. I didn't say the Antichrist. I said the spirit of the Antichrist. But I think I did 4 or 5 radio shows after that on my channel and other people's channel that I called in, and we talked into talked about the subject in detail. So a lot of people missed that and said I never named who I thought had the spirit of the Antichrist. But in that video 4 years ago, when Trump got elected, the cover image was Jared Kushner and an American general, maybe an Israeli general, in a helicopter flying over the Middle East. And suddenly, out of nowhere, Kushner, who is a failed real estate guy, who I think him and his brother own Patreon, if I'm not mistaken, was suddenly elevated to the most important, critical decision on the planet. In other words, in the Middle East, if you could ever, which will never happen until Christ comes back, if you could ever create peace in the Middle East, why would it be your son-in-law, who is a real estate, failed real estate developer, who had to sell their building, or almost had to sell it, that was named 666 there in New York? Think about this. Suddenly, when Trump got elected, his son-in-law, the one with dark eyes, was in charge of the Middle East peace process. This Middle East process, guys, or peace process, was talked about in the Albert Pike letter. Listen to what I'm saying. That after World War I and II, then the nation of Israel would be put in place. But it would bring about World War III because of the conflict created by the agents of the Illuminati to bring about the Luciferian doctrine. Anyway, so Trump gets elected. Here we have Kushner flying in helicopters and still to this day making decisions on the Middle East process. Where did he get the qualifications for that? Let's look at this verse in Revelation. Revelation 16, verse 12. Then the sixth angel poured out his bowl in the great river Euphrates, and its water was dried up so that the way of the kings from the east might be prepared. We see the kings of the east now. You got China, Russia, other people. But what did he see? And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs coming out of the mouth of the dragon. The dragon is Satan. There's three spirits that go forward, guys. Three spirits. Where do they go? They go to whisper into the ear of the kings of the earth. This has been put into every movie and book forever, including Lord of the Rings. Remember the king that was listening to the evil spirit or the evil advisor that finally became gray and ashen? Remember that? This is all biblical. All the great stories, I don't care if it's Shakespeare or whoever it was, it came from the Bible. Those stories, the origin of them came from the Bible. But three spirits coming out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. So you've got Satan has released three beasts, or three spirits, excuse me, three spirits, and it says, for they are spirits of demons performing signs which go out to the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to what? The battle of the great day of God Almighty. So, what has happened here? 4 years ago, again, Kushner, in charge of the Middle East peace prospect, or peace process, which has never come about. It's only gotten worse. And they gather them together in the place called, in Hebrew, Armageddon. So how did that occur? How did that happen? But let's look at the headlines today, and let me show you how more concerned I am on the process of the coronavirus. Now, this is today from Politico, politico.com. It says, behind the scenes, Kushner takes charge of the coronavirus response. Guys, he's not a medical doctor. He's not a peace moderator. But now he's in charge of the coronavirus response. Trump's son-in-law sets up shop at FEMA as his portfolio balloons to include manufacturing, supplies, and long-term planning. Guys, if you got three spirits that go out to the kings of the earth, Antichrist, the beast, false prophet, which one would go to the most powerful king on the planet? It would be Trump. And it would be someone that's already in the family, son-in-law, prince, whatever you want to call it, and now instead of just the Middle East process, which was designed to fail because of the conflict of civilizations, which are incompatible in that instance because they were designed to be incompatible. But now we're seeing the nation shut down and crushed from the same person. Do you understand what I'm saying, guys? Things are getting very deep. And the spirit of the Antichrist has gone forward to the kings of the earth. How does Jared Kushner whisper into the ear of Trump? Via the daughter. It's a heads up, guys. Be safe.
Good morning, family. It is April 3rd, Friday. Recap of April 2nd. Oh, man. Hope the Lord blesses this word. It's edifying to us. We're able to take away the things that we need to take away. Gather the knowledge that we need to gather. And be able to obtain the information that needs to be obtained so we can move in the direction that we need to move in. By way of Yahweh Shah. So be it. Oh, man. That was a pretty good one that we came in on as far as BPF, Earth Watch. I appreciate that info. Definitely. Myself, too, find it kind of questionable. Young kid, about my age, 30 should be, or late 20s. Definitely not in the mid-30s yet. But, have had success of running an empire, been put in another position where he has positions in this empire. That's good stuff, man. That's real good stuff. I too question the qualifications, man, and whether, you know, he's the appropriate fit for the job. Not to take shots at him, but, I mean, it's just, you know, N95 mask, you know. I reassured the president that we got the N95 mask, you know. Believe it or not, that's how a lot of these jobs are. You know, people think that people that have high positions or high titles, it's really the people at the bottom that do the grunt work, that keep shit going, you know. Excuse me. Usually the people at the top are figureheads. So I kind of see him as being a figurehead. It's a self-inflicting wound. Because it is interjected, you know, there is a bad plot, a bad story as to why, you know, the people that are in place the way that they are in place. So, yeah, once again, I find it to be good stuff. Me personally, I believe that Obama channeled the spirit of the Antichrist just because of the things that he brought in and because the Lord said that in the end, the elect will have to be... you know, they would have to be caught off guard. excuse me. So, yeah, but I don't know. It could be double fold. I mean, dual fold. Could be trifold, you know. Pouring out of the spirit. That's where we at today. Yeah. You know, that temple. You know, their church, that house, that river, you know. But in order to be a river, you have to be instilled with living water, right? That's the reason it's drying up. See, so a lot of people might question that intro or not, but that's pretty much why I am with it. Good stuff, real good stuff. I love it. Muwop News, Muwop Radio. We in this thing, baby. We getting into it. Let's get into the Book of Daniel. Let's do it.
Daniel chapter 7. In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head upon his bed. Then he wrote the dream and told the sum of the matters. Daniel spake and said,
I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of the heavens strove upon the great sea. And four great beasts came up from the sea, diverse one from another. The first was like a lion and had eagle's wings. I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth, and made stand upon the feet as a man, and a man's heart was given to it. And behold, another beast, a second, like to a bear, and it raised up itself on one side, and it had three ribs in the mouth of it between the teeth of it. And they said thus unto it, Arise, devour much flesh. After this I beheld, and lo, another like a leopard, which had upon the back of it four wings of a fowl. The beast had also four heads, and dominion was given to it. After this I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, and strong exceedingly. And it had great iron teeth. It devoured and brake in pieces, and stamped the residue with the feet of it. And it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn, before whom there were 3 of the first horns plucked up by the roots. And behold, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of man, and a mouth speaking great things. I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. 1,000 thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened. I beheld then because of the voice of the great words which the horn spake. I beheld even till the beast was slain and his body destroyed and given to the burning flame. As concerning the rest of the beasts, they had their dominion taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for a season and time. I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven, and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion, and glory, and a kingdom, that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit in the midst of my body, and the visions of my head troubled me. I came near unto one of them that stood by, and asked him the truth of all this. So he told me and made me know the interpretation of the things. These great beasts, which are four, are four kings which shall arise out of the earth. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom, and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Then I would know the truth of the fourth beast, which was diverse from all the others, exceeding dreadful, whose teeth were of iron and his nails of brass, which devoured, brake in pieces, and stamped the residue with his feet. And of the ten horns that were in his head, and of the other which came up, and before whom three fell, even of that horn that had eyes and a mouth that spake very great things, whose look was more stout than his fellows, I beheld, and the same horn made war with the saints and prevailed against them until the Ancient of Days came, and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High, and the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down, and break it in pieces. And the ten horns out of this kingdom are ten kings that shall arise, and another shall rise after them. And he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue three kings. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws. And they shall be given into his hand until a time, and times, and the dividing of time. But the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion, to consume and to destroy it unto the end. And the kingdom and dominion, and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven, shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. Hitherto is the end of the matter. As for me, Daniel, my cogitations much troubled me, and my countenance changed in me, but I kept the matter in my heart.
So the body count is steadily rising. I think yesterday some of the numbers that I heard were 246, I think 210, 212, somewhere around that area. 100,000. Apple News saying 101,000. They're saying America has the greatest catastrophes of all. Makes a lot of sense. They say if it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. Probably wasn't a good time for that one, huh? Should have waited to drop that one during the business news segment. But, I don't know. Excuse me. Here it is. Recap of April 2nd. So I'm pretty much safe to have jokes, right? Oh, it's still not time for that. So, what is it time for? It's a good question. Does anybody know? Are there any signs of the times? For the Lord said that when a cloud comes in the sky, that a man can look up and say, hey, nigga, it's finna rain. But yet you live in the world. You see all the things going on. And you still carry on with dumb shit. As if it's just a regular day, right? I mean, pretty much is a regular day. You know, it's better than a regular day. You know, you're sitting at the house chilling. You know, you ain't got to go to work. Government gonna send you that check. Still ain't got that bitch in the mail yet. You know what I'm saying? But don't worry. They gonna send it to you. You know? A lot of the bill people are forgiving because they do understand what's going on. But then there are a lot of people that have built empires, you know, on, you know, whatever they built it on. So how long shall it stand? Will it stand? Are those that work for those corporations willing to stand with them? Is this really a good time that a lot of people are having? Starting to notice that a lot of relationships are really starting to bear down. They're starting to become bare knuckle now. So the ships that we thought we had, the vessels, the container that held within, yeah, we're starting to see that we really didn't have shit. You know, maybe the container's good. It's just the shit that was in it wasn't worth keeping. Or maybe the container's got holes in it, right? Really depends on how you look at it. But that takes me to the next point, which is about the time. Oh, yes, it is. It's about daybreak out this motherfucker. You know, 4:16 right now. Sun going to be coming up in a minute. Yes, sir. Sure is. You're going to be able to see it all. Light through the darkness, man. The light through the darkness. You see, you can't build a kingdom on sand. You have to build it on stone. So just to go back in the beginning, as far as recommendations and those that have the jobs and the duty thereof, I mean, should I can't knock the king? May not be what would be exalted as a leadership role in the kingdom in which I serve. But once again, bitch shouts out to the king. At least he went to work. There's a lot of people that didn't go to work. Before they told you you couldn't go to work, you still wasn't going. You didn't have any work to do. You didn't care about the works that you were doing. You seen the benefit thereof. So now that they're at work, they're working. They see the benefit thereof. You see? So these are tough times for a lot of people. A lot of people are going through a lot. It's getting real every single day. You know, you get the COVID-19 epidemic. It comes across the world. And the biggest concern that the president has right now is supplying the state of New York with N95 masks. You know, there are 240 some odd deaths across the entire nation. But we have to get the N95 mask to New York as fast as possible. New York is the merchant state. Stock market just got ready to go online. I literally seen it with my eyes this morning. Prepared this radio show, and then I laid it down, allowing things to kind of pan out a little bit more. Allow my household to calm down towards the end of the night to be able to bring as best of a quality show that I can. So I allow time to prepare a place for me. But in that gap or in between that matter, sitting down and allowing things to simmer down, calm down a little bit, the Lord decided that he would allow me to go to sleep. And I was already sleeping. Long day, man. Been working a lot for the last couple of days. Passover is coming. Excuse me. Been matching energy with energy. When you understand the power of energy, you'll learn how to guard your energy, you know, and the energy that you send out into the into the universe, because the universe only gives you back what you gives it. You know, that's how come the power of the tongue can either bring you life or death. You see? That's the matter, though. That's what we're talking about. Being a vessel. You know, there are a lot of people out here that operate in a world that are just empty vessels. And then there are a lot of people out here in the world that are cups half empty. And then they say that there's a change of perspective on that one. Cup is half full. See? And then there are those that operate in I'm going to say the mercy thereof. You see what I'm saying? Because everyone that operates on a world stage, they're aware of what's going on the world stage. Regardless of how they get there. You see, the Lord is setting in place that no one can be over no one else. You see, so when man gave man the opportunity to be on top of them, or to give them rulership or leadership, the Lord allowed it because that's what we ask for. But even in the middle of asking for that, we didn't understand the fullness thereof of what we were asking for, right? And so sometimes, well, in the times that we're in, based off the times before, we can look at things and already know the direction in which they're going in. I mean, it was clearly stated in the beginning of the radio show that FEMA is focused on data-driven information, right? But what about everybody else? You see, they feed you the information, but is it data-driven? You see, because about time to get to your TV set and they give it to you, it's no longer data-driven. Yeah, they collected their data. They have their data. Their shit's in line. But what about yours? You see? N95 respirator mask. Right? I remember seeing a news conference a couple of days ago this week. It was probably Wednesday or Tuesday. And I remember seeing them on TV. I'm sure it was simulcasted across a lot of different stations. So it really didn't matter which one you seen. If you seen it, you seen it. If you didn't, probably have no idea what I'm talking about unless somebody just added it and found the information to be valuable. The information that was being given at the point in time that I have vision in my timestamp, in my mindset, the information was full of shit, but it was what I seen on the screen that was very, very, very it was like walking through a candy store, to tell you the truth. I mean, everything was just laid out right there. It was just there. I mean, they had boxes of boxes stacked on top of boxes. I think they had gloves, kind of like the aprons that they wear in the food industry. Made out of that material, they probably would have been full covered, as if a bodysuit or anything like that, made out of plastic though. Face masks, gloves, things like this, right? And then they had it to the point to where all of the logos for the companies were sewn, right? That's product placement. That's what that is. That's product placement. I get it. It's the United States of America. We're on the world stage. We want everything to be presentable. But in a chaotic manner or in a chaotic fashion, I've never really seen people that are scrambling to help someone or that are in dire need of help really care about the particulars at that moment. Oh no, man, the 3-on box gotta be shown. Oh no, man, we gotta make sure that the company branding from the medical supply is shown. But people don't question what they're being shown. And you can see it. So when people give you information, I already just expect for you to take it and run with it. Especially when they present themselves as an authoritative figure. That's hypocritical. That's hypocritical. Because information is information no matter where you get it from. You need to obtain that information, weigh it, see what's important to you. And then if it is important to you, go a step further and see where it comes from. Man made a statement earlier I totally agree with. It took me a long time to realize that this is the way that it is. I remember the first time that I was given instructions to do a business filing. As far as defining legitimacies, right? That's a nice way of me saying I was given the responsibility of applying for a copyright. I remember talking big boy shit, man. Had the opportunity to do it. Guy gave me his credit card and said, hey, do it. Didn't have a goddamn idea what I was doing. I ain't never did that shit before in my life. Talked up an opportunity. Went about doing the opportunity with somebody else's money, right? Didn't know what the fuck I was doing, though. The thing that saved my ass wasn't another man. Man told me, he said, hey, man, you got yourself in it, get yourself out of it. You know, I'm like, man, I got to get it done by the end of the day. Like, hey, that's your problem. You figure it out. You should have never said you could do it. You know, put yourself in the fire. How do you come out of that fire? Shh. Man, I was nervous. I was scared. But it's early in the day, though. It's just like maybe 9, 10 o'clock when I got these instructions. I got until the end of the day to figure it out, right? Began reading shit online. Came across some shit from a lot of different places. Guy came in, checked on me, said, hey, how everything going? Everything's going good, man. It's going. I'm working on getting the particulars together. I'm about to input the information, send it out. We're going to be good. Bullshitting, bro. Straight up bullshitting. Had no idea what's going on, right? Other guy who told me I shouldn't have got myself into the shit came by, asked me how the shit was going. I'm like, man, it's going, but I don't know if I got my move. You see what I'm saying? But it's going. I ain't getting traction, but shit going. Time going. That's the only thing about going right now, right? Mind racing in 100 different places. Came over, took a look at my computer screen, said, hey, man, finding the copyright for the United States of America, right? I was like, yeah. He was like, man, you probably should look at United States of America. Fuck everybody else. Fuck LegalZoom, all of them. They're going to charge you to do it, right? You've been given the opportunity to do it. Don't get nobody else to do it. It's called outsourcing. And then wrong with outsourcing. If you have a business model that can help to support that. But at this point, you ain't even got a business model to support yourself. So I know if you outsource it, you're shit out of luck. You're going to spend way more money than what you're supposed to spend. And you're probably not going to get what you're supposed to be getting because you have no idea what the fuck you're doing. You see what I'm saying? But you're doing shit. Went on the government website. Started reading. Started to be impressed by the shit I was reading. I was like, whoa. Started to look. Got these penny codes, right? US $619300. What the fuck is that? The hell does that mean? Shit called Google, right? Typed in Google, what does US $619 whatever the fuck it is, right? Took me to the Library of Congress website. Went to the Library of Congress website. Signed up for the shit for free, right? It's free to sign up for it. Signed up for it. Had access to a world of shit. Public information. They got private set, I believe. But you got to pay for it, I think. I haven't been on that shit in a minute. Went to the public domain, was able to look up what I needed to look up from the U.S. Penal Code from off the Library of Congress on their website. And now there were some things that like, hey, you got to visit the library, you need to call, talk to these people, they can give it to you, and blah, blah, blah. But it was pretty much logged pretty well. I mean, I'm filing the information that I need to file the information there. Now, as far as me going about looking up information, I'm not sure. Maybe I could find it. Maybe it's not built out that far. Maybe things that are probably past the 1960s or some shit, maybe it's not there. I don't know. Really haven't got that far. Was amazed by the information that I gathered, though. Went on there looking at U.S. penal codes. Started looking at this particular penal code. And this shit took me to a Bible verse. And I was like, yo, whoa, that blew my mind. That blew my mind. Came to find out, did the copyright, took the card back, everything else. The people didn't even need the fucking copyright. They didn't even give a fuck about the copyright. Gave me the money to do it, but they really gave me the opportunity to obtain information because they knew I didn't know what the fuck I was talking about. But they cared enough to help me to obtain the information to know what the fuck I'm talking about. See, they could have bashed me. They could have beat me up. But instead, they decided to build me up and help me to understand something that I didn't understand before. See? Mystery teachings. It's a mystery to you because you never taught how to use it. You see? Empty vessels. It's no different. It's no different. See, there are people that are in life that are willing to give people opportunities because they see them going places in life. See? So as far as the statement that was made at first, as far as Jared Kushner and the position in which he holds and him being overqualified for it by having it, starting to bring little things into alignment. You see? And so if you see Satan is building a kingdom that way, and it is slowly becoming a family thing, because that's where they get it from. They mimic the Most High. They want to be a part of the family. See, everybody's part of the Lord's family. But the Lord said the thing that draws you closest to Him is your character. What you do, why you do it. We're coming up on the Sabbath. It's starting to be the when you do it. You see? See, they're doing what they're doing because they're trying to get alignment. They're obtaining energy from empty vessels. I said we were going to lead up to more advanced books. But with more advanced books come more advanced applications. With more advanced applications, you have to know how to be able to define the compounds. Otherwise, you won't be able to conform. See? Speeding things up. Excuse me. Four beasts thereof. One is like an eagle. One is like a bear. Another like a leopard with wings on it. Those that can see with their ears and hear with their eyes, they understand. That's right, I said they understand. They're under it. Because it's happening now. Got information to know how to obtain it, how to get over it. But it starts with the understanding. That's what it faith at. You gotta have it. Otherwise it's gonna reflect on the outer. You know? You give a person an inch, they take a mile. They see the fear in your eyes and then they start putting their hands on you. Same matter here. They see the fear in your eyes. So now they're going into attack mode. Because it's not truly them that are attacking. It's the Most High. But they're going to channel that energy to make it look like it's them so that they can get you to fear them. So that they can continue to do what they want to do. The Lord keeps telling us what's going to happen in the end. People keep asking about that fourth beast. The one that took his claws and stamped it thereof. Yeah, he's going to try to come and get his. He want to get all the people that don't know what's going on as fast as he can. That's what he do. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He's stealing right now. He's killing right now. He's destroying right now. But you can't blame them. You have to blame yourself. Because when the Lord said that you can go to him directly, you wanted to go to someone else. That's always been the rules. It always has. Never changed. What good is it to profit? Well, what good is it for a man to obtain the world but lose his soul? But that again is another mystery, mysterious teaching. What does it mean to gain the world but to lose your soul? There are a lot of people that were brought into the world that were brought into the world lies. They built their lives off lies. Those are the ones that I feel for. That's why I do the radio shows and the content or defining the content in the way that I do. My content matter. I'm still presenting the same information. It's just the way that I'm going about presenting it. Presenting it in a loving manner because I care. I could be an asshole and just come to this shit and say, hey, man, you fucked up. Ha ha. Laugh at you. Because I'm going to tell you one thing. I'm pleading now. But when the Lord started laughing, I'm going to laugh with him. I found that shit hilarious yesterday. Idaho. 6.5 magnitude earthquake. When I heard that shit, I couldn't stop laughing. Like, man, because that's what it is. People really believe the Lord is a hoe. They really do. But they're not defined by anything. They don't know the days that are coming. They don't know that these are the same days that the Lord has delivered his people from the their calamities before. They have no idea about that. Ain't nobody ever told them that. You tell them that the Bible is their history and they look at you like you crazy. Black folks don't even celebrate Black History Month. Until it's time for somebody that they know that they want to highlight that because they black and it's the month to celebrate them. But what about all the other months? You don't celebrate them then because you don't give a fuck about them. Father's Day. Oh, happy Father's Day. Mother's Day, I buy you every goddamn thing. That's why women are the way that they are. They feel like they can get any goddamn thing. That's why you have no relationships. You have to be equally yoked. Happy life, happy wife. You a stupid ass nigga, you believe that shit. That shit's not gonna last, bro. It's not. Because when you lack or when you need anything, she's not gonna know how to feel your needs. That's how come women, you can be with a man all these years and then they walk out. It was nothing there. Empty vessels. We just do stuff, say we're doing it, right? Well, let me tell you what the world getting ready to do, and I hope your ass ain't scared. Sack and Ezra, nigga, let's get into it. Muat Radio.
The Holy Bible, 1611 edition, King James Version. The book of 2 Esdras, chapter 12. And it came to pass, whilst the lion spake these words unto the eagle, I saw, and behold, the head that remained and the four wings appeared no more. And the two went unto it and set themselves up to reign, and their kingdom was small and full of uproar. And I saw, and behold, they appeared no more, and the whole body of the eagle was burned, so that the earth was in great fear. Then awaked I out of the trouble and trance of my mind, and from great fear, and said unto my spirit, Lo, this hast thou done unto me, in that thou searchest out the ways of the highest. Lo, yet am I weary in my mind, and very weak in my spirit, and little strength is there in me, for the great fear wherewith I was affrighted this night. Therefore will I now beseech the highest, that he will comfort me unto the end. And I said, Lord, that bearest rule, if I have found grace before thy sight, and if I am justified with thee before many others, and if my prayer indeed be come up before thy face, comfort me then, and show me thy servant the interpretation and the plain difference of this fearful vision, that thou mayst perfectly comfort my soul. For thou hast judged me worthy to show me the last times. And he said unto me, This is the interpretation of the vision. The eagle whom thou sawest come up from the sea is the kingdom which was seen in the vision of thy brother Daniel. But it was not expounded unto him. Therefore now I declare it unto thee. Behold, the days will come that there shall rise up a kingdom upon earth, and it shall be feared above all kingdoms that were before it. In the same shall 12 kings reign, one after another, whereof the second shall begin to reign, and shall have more time than any of the 12. And this do the 12 wings signify which thou sawest. As for the voice which thou heardest speak, and that thou sawest not to go out from the head, but from the midst of the body thereof, this is interpretation, that after the time of that kingdom there shall arise great strivings, and it shall stand in peril of falling. Nevertheless, it shall not then fall, but shall be restored again to his beginning. And whereas thou sawest the 8 small under feathers sticking to her wings, this is the interpretation, that in him there shall arise 8 kings, whose time shall be but small, and their years swift. And 2 of them shall perish, the middle time approaching. 4 shall be kept until their end begin to approach, but 2 shall be kept unto the end. And whereas thou sawest 3 heads resting, this is interpretation. In his last days shall the Most High raise up 3 kingdoms, and renew many things therein, and they shall have the dominion of the earth, and of those that dwell therein with much oppression, above all those that were before them. Therefore are they called the heads of the eagle. For these are they that shall accomplish his wickedness, and that shall finish his last end. And whereas thou sawest that the great head appeared no more, it signifies that one of them shall die upon his bed, and yet with pain. For the 2 that remain shall be slain with the sword. For the sword of the one shall devour the other, but at the last shall he fall through the sword himself. And whereas thou sawest 2 feathers under the wings passing over the head that is on the right side, it signifies that these are they whom the Highest hath kept unto their end. This is a small kingdom, and full of trouble, as thou sawest. And the lion, whom thou sawest rising up out of the wood and roaring, and speaking to the eagle and rebuking her for her unrighteousness with all the words which thou hast heard, this is the anointed, which the Highest hath kept for them, and for their wickedness unto the end. He shall reprove them, and shall upbraid them with their cruelty, for he shall set them before him alive in judgment, and shall rebuke them and correct them. For the rest of my people shall he deliver with mercy, those that have been preserved upon my borders, and he shall make them joyful until the coming of the day of judgment, whereof I have spoken unto thee from the beginning. This is the dream that thou sawest, and these are the interpretations. Thou only hast been meet to know this secret of the Highest. Therefore write all these things that thou hast seen in a book, and hide them, and teach them to the wise of the people, whose hearts thou knowest may comprehend and keep these secrets. But wait thou here thyself yet 7 days more, that it may be showed thee whatsoever it pleaseth the Highest to declare unto thee. And with that he went his way. And it came to pass, when all the people saw that the 7 days were past, and I had not come again into the city, they gathered them all together, from the least unto the greatest, and came unto me, and said, What have we offended thee, and what evil have we done against thee, that thou forsakest us, and sittest here in this place? For of all the prophets, thou only art left us, as a cluster of the vintage, and as a candle in a dark place, and as a haven or ship preserved from the tempest. Are not the evils which are come to us sufficient? If thou shalt forsake us, how much better had it been for us if we also had been burnt in the midst of Sion? For we are not better than they that died there. And they wept with a loud voice. Then answered I them and said, Be of good comfort, O Israel, and be not heavy, thou house of Jacob. For the Highest hath you in remembrance, and the Mighty hath not forgotten you in temptation. As for me, I have not forsaken you, neither am I departed from you, but I am come into this place to pray for the desolation of Sion, that I might seek mercy for the low estate of your sanctuary. And now, go your way home, every man, and after these days will I come unto you. So the people went their way into the city, like as I commanded them. But I remained still in the field 7 days, as the angel commanded me, and did eat only in those days of the flowers of the field, and had my meat of the herbs.
Yeah, that's the mighty cloud. Mm-mm. We ain't never heard that before with the business. Business tunes playing in the background, but it went that time then. All right, goddamn thunder get a nigga jumping. Give a fuck how hard you wheels, boy. I hit your ass with that goddamn lightning, boy. I fuck you all the way up, boy. For real. Give praise to the one that sit on high. I say give praise to him. Cause he deserved praise. As far as this business news, business ain't shit. I said business ain't shit. Is it not? We gonna see what the stock market gotta say for itself today, baby. It's Friday. You know, this the recap Thursday, April the 2nd. But right now, as I record this, I had me a nice little sleep. So it's early in the morning. Here it is, right here, 4:46. Friday, April the 3rd, and we gonna see how this shit fuck itself up again for another day. Look, I come to tell people today, this moment and this hour, do not put your trust in man. No man knows the day, the moment, nor the hour. For the Lord said that, right? You wanna know what the Lord put on my heart? No man knows the day, the moment, or the hour, cause it ain't the day, the moment, or the hour. See what I'm saying? It's all on at one time. The day done already came. Is it not the moment? Ooh, because I know the hour coming. Before he said that, he took his time and he went out in the field, did he not? I say, who in the fuck goes in the field during the winter time, huh? Can I get a goddamn huh? Nah, it wasn't winter time, you stupid ass nigga. It was the fall. He was out there gathering shit. Oh, he was. But the word said he was eating from the flowers of the land and from the meat though. Sound like the shit was ripe to me. You know? Like them young set of titties on that young girl. Oh, they just ripe. They just send out the collar and I ain't for some reason that they get old, they just ain't ripe no more. You know what a ripe plum look like when you see it. So it wasn't a foul, nigga. It wasn't a foul. Don't bullshit yourself like that. I say the summertime. I don't know. He said he went 7 days. And he said he was going to come back and hit me. A couple weeks later, right? Sound about right. Yeah, weeks do fall in the summer. Don't damn, nigga. Goddamn. So I got to go up a little bit more then, huh? He ate from the fields and the cattle dog. But we always talking about the breads and the wines, right? That nigga didn't have no bread, did he? That's what I'm trying to tell you, people. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Take a look at the time. The time. There are a lot of people that are getting ready to celebrate Passover. I say, what's happening? What's happening? For I touch and agree that you have a blessed Passover. Pray that the Lord is able to pass over my house and find me good and full of cheer. Not only do I want to be good when the Lord see me, I want him to be happy to see me, because I know I'm going to be happy to see him. Because it's just one of them days, man. It's just one of them things, like when you really love someone, when you just can't wait to see him. That's what it is, man. It's a relationship. We got shit that we're building together. I don't just hang out with them because I see the benefits of hanging out with them. Hang out with them because I like hanging out with them. Part that a lot of people don't get, man. Empty vessels. Just brought into the world. You know? Nobody's just brought into the world. There are people that choose to come into the world and just, hey, the world was given to me. So that's what I'm going to do, take. There's those that come into the world, they say, hey, man, I want to make a contribution to this world. And they make one. You know? But it's all in the choices. You know, yeah, train a child in the way that they go. When they grow older, they won't depart from it. But just because you're grown, that's another lie that the world told you. When you turn 18, 21, you're grown. But yet the book of Proverbs said that a wise man never stop growing. You see what I'm saying? See, that's the bait. That's the bait. So that I can catch the fish. Because he knows that a wise man never stop growing, right? That's the bait. That's the bait. Because as soon as I get you to take the bait, I'm going to get you to become a child again. When you become a child again, now you're a child of the Most High. You're going to be replenished. You're going to be nourished. You're going to forever grow. You're going to be like that great river of Euphrates. Not the one that dried up, but the one that flows with everlasting life, right? That's it. But them empty vessels, you just can't be an empty vessel. There's a place for everybody. There's a day, there's a moment, and there's an hour, right? It's a place too. Israel. In the Hebrew tongue, they call it Armageddon, right? Satan doing his job. I don't fuck with the nigga, but he's doing a good job. Is he not? He's doing what he's supposed to do. The Lord told that nigga to do it. He decided he wasn't gonna do it. The Lord said, your motherfucking ass gonna do it anyway. Is he not doing it? That's how come he has destruction. He's a destroyer. He brought that shit on himself. People look at it like, oh man, I lost my job today. That's a clear indication for most people because you did lose your job. But then there are those that was wrongly accused of doing something that they didn't do. And their job got taken away from them. And that's fine because the Lord hired. He said he got a job. He said he got a place full of heaven, mansions in heaven. Streets of gold. So there's streets of gold and there's many mansions. That means that there are things to do. You see, the Lord was the one that created the toilet stool. That was an insult. Because I just told you he was full of shit. Nah, the Lord ain't full of it. He said, take your shoes off, for these are righteous. Did he not? Righteous land. Nigga do what right over here, dog. Oh, I'm sorry. He said it was holy, right? But in order for me to be considered holy, I gotta do what right. 2 plus 2 is 2. Nigga, 2 plus 2 is 4. But 2 plus 2 can't be 4, because 2 times 2 is 4. Damn, if you look like a dog and walk like a dog, my nigga said it's half flat. Man, it's a little advertisement plug in. Brought to you by the good people at the Book of Enoch. Let's hear what they got to say.
And from thence I went to another place.
It was still more horrible than the former, and I saw a horrible thing. A great fire there, which burnt and blazed, and the place was cleft as far as the abyss, being full of great descending columns of fire. Neither its extent or magnitude could I see, nor could I conjecture. Then I said, how fearful is the place, and how terrible to look upon. Then Uriel answered me, one of the holy angels who was with me, and said unto me, Enoch, why hast thou such fear and affright? And I answered, because of this fearful place, and because of the spectacle of the pain. And he said unto me, this place is the prison of the angels, and here they will be imprisoned forever. Sheol, or the Underworld. Chapter 22. And thence I went to another place, and he showed me in the west another great and high mountain, and of hard rock. And there was in it four hollow places, deep and wide and very smooth. How smooth are the hollow places, and deep and dark to look at. Then Raphael answered one of the holy angels who was with me, and said unto me, These hollow places have been created for this very purpose, that the spirits of the souls of the dead should assemble therein, yea, that all the souls of the children of men should assemble here. And these places have been made to receive them, till the day of their judgment and their appointed period, till the great judgment comes upon them. I saw the spirits of the children of men who were dead, and their voice went forth to heaven and made suit.
There it is. This is life. The Lord spoke it into existence. His words are the program for this code called life. That's it. It ain't no well-rounded. None whatsoever. Does people not hit their knees when they want something? It's the only time they do. He just told you that. A dead man sends his praises up to heaven as if they were soup. What does that mean, Ira? That nigga sick in his stomach. He a sick motherfucker. See what I'm saying? He's sick. He needs somebody to take care of him. See what I'm saying? We're going to dive a little bit more in the book of Enoch. See what happened to a sick motherfucker. What you think? The Lord just take care of him? Well, you right. He do take care of him. He give a nigga that portion. Give you what you want. That's it. There is no place for no empty vessels. Did he not just tell you that? This is the place for empty vessels. Welcome your motherfucking ass to purgatory. This is it. Nigga think when I die, oh, I'm just gonna go to a holding place. Nigga, when you die, judgment. That shit final. It's done. You didn't ask to come here. When you leave, he ain't gonna ask you if you ready to go. Remember that. Empty vessels are here, right here. Why you're here, you decide if you will be full of light or full of darkness. Did the Lord not say he separated the light from the darkness in the beginning? See, a lot of people don't understand the origin of Lucifer. They don't understand it. Dabbed a little bit in the book of Enoch, because I told y'all I was going to give you the Enoch. See, the books, precept on precept, nigga. You ain't got to take my word for nothing. Pick up that Bible and read. It's going to tell you what it is. The Lord going to send a spirit, baby, that's coming out the unleavened bread. There are those that are already doing Passover. You see what come out the Passover, the first fruit, don't it? See, you had that day in between. Passover, he gave his life. So that the Lord will pass over your ass. Rose the next day, baby, day three. Literally, he let that day go. The day he died was day one. He counted that as day one because that's the day he died. Some people count the day they get married and then the day after they got married, that's the first day of being married. No. The day he died was the day he died. That was day one. Day two was that in between. That was that transitional period. He went to Hades, baby. He went to hell. You see? Not only did dead man go there first. The son of man, every man went there. See, he came to save him and set him free. See, he prepared that place. But did he not prepare this one? We asked for something that we could see. You about to see it. And people don't want to see the Lord crack the skies open. But this is the time. This is the time. It is now. Empty vessels. can't be an empty vessel. See what I'm saying? Those are the people that get tormented. You see how the Lord allows Satan to have his way with them? But it's only for a short period of time, because a lot of those people are going to see it and they're going to correct and align. They're going to come on over here to where they're supposed to be. You see, because you was already called from the beginning. The Lord knows the beginning from the end and the end from the beginning. You can't trick him. You can't fool him. He's the great Almighty. He teaches us. We don't teach him. You see? That's the thing. Empty vessels. Right now, there are a lot of empty vessels in the world of filling you up. Full of shit. You see, these books that they're taking out of the Bible, they help you to understand the mysteries a lot more. That's why they were taken out, because they're clear, they're plain. A lot of these other books that are in the Bible take a little bit more interpretation, such as the eagle, the leopard, the bear. I don't know, why don't you just look up what country has an icon as a bear? Leopard. The eagle. You know what, I'm going to do you a favor, I'm going to give you the eagle. The eagles is Italy. Eagle, Italy, sound the same, don't it? Stupid motherfucker, man. Do your research, bro. Do your research. If you ever listen for somebody to give you anything, you're going to get whatever they give you. But if you seek out to go and get what you want, you're going to get what you want every time. See what I'm talking about? That's the one, though. Vessels. Lord said that he comes to prepare a place. He's already prepared a place. Church. Is that not a place? Did the Lord say that he dwell not in churches built with hands? The Lord rejoices in the things that he created. And he takes joy in the things that we create. He comes by, he say, oh man, look at what they did. I like that. He comes by, he say, I don't like that. You see? Make sure that you're in the category with things that the Lord likes. He loves, and he'll like you. He'll love you. You know, you don't want to tolerate anything. Nobody wants to go through life tolerating anything. So why do you want the Lord to tolerate you? You tolerate him. You're not going to want to be with him. He's not going to want to be with you. It's not a relationship. You know? Relationship takes two. If that is a relationship between a man and a woman. There's a relationship as far as building a collision of people, whether it's a company, organization, you got ideas of putting together an institution, whatever it is, do it unto the Lord. But if you go into it with other people, understand that that too itself is a relationship. And the relationship is determined by what you bring to it. Your people can take from you, they can drain from you. But then you can decide that you no longer want to be a part of that relationship. And you can take all those good qualities and apply them somewhere else. But you don't have to get beat up. Whether it's from me, whether it's from someone else, whether it's from the people on your television set, you don't have to get beat up. You decide what you allow into your life. And be very guarded of what you allow into your life. Because it'll determine the life in which you live. You know? So, today, we had an opportunity to continue kind of with our energy. The Lord been having me to build on that because I've been having ideas of going here and there, here and there. I started to put together other studies. Then the Lord put this on my heart, put it on my heart earlier today. And then even when I went to sleep, he started to put other things on my heart as far as Jacob's ladder, the troubles and stuff. And I see how all of these things go hand in hand with one another. That's how come I linked the video from the brother the other day. And been linking the videos to it because I know that I speak a lot. But then again, I might throw a little something out there that might not look like they are connected, but they are connected, and it's giving you something to think about, trying to get those brain cells to duplicate themselves. You know, like, they like to have sex too. So, you know, when they get it in, you know, they start having little babies, and that's what you need in the brain. You know, we're trying to get brain cells to build so that we can interpretate the things that the Lord are about to do, because to tell you the truth, the works that the Lord are about to do are too great for my mind. See what I'm saying? And the word tells us that the Lord great. He's great and almighty. I'm talking about, man. I'm about to see how great he is, though. Truly is. And it's just my hopes that a lot of people can really just gravitate to it. I know a lot of people sitting home, they're looking for words. They're looking for things to get into. And you ain't got to come here and get it from me. You get it from wherever you want to get it from. You know what I'm saying? But just know that the Lord, it's the giver of all. the good, the bad, the ugly. You know? So don't be weary, because all of these times it talks about these countries coming together, which they've already done. They're about to get ready to stamp their mark. You know, he wants his mark on all his people, Satan does. But the word has told us different times over and over and over again. The Lord has his own plan. The Lord told us same plan, but the Lord give us a glimpse of his plan. With Jacob's ladder, all that stuff is about to happen now. You're about to have heaven on earth, the Masonic reign for 1,000 years. This is day six. They keep telling you it's day six. That's the day man was made, day six. The Lord made you on that day. Satan didn't. That's why he's going to try to give you the mark of the beast. And it has to be the mark of a man, because he's trying to get a man. He wants worship. The Lord is simple. He's plain. He's slow. He really is. You tell somebody in life, man, you simple, they going to beat your ass. You tell them, man, you slow, they going to beat your ass. But yet the Lord gets glory out of being simple and slow. The Lord is simple so that we can understand him. The Lord is slow because he's a good parent. He has patience. Shit, Lord could have fucked this shit up a long time ago. He really could have. We didn't have to go through this, none of this. He allows us to go through it so that we can expand our limitations of thinking. He got so much more for this after this is done. Even after life and death, all of that go to hell. You're going to be in hell being tormented while we doing other shit, bro. We're going to be on to other shit. The Lord ain't going to be stunning you. Same way you're a parent, if you are a parent. Same way you have parents or you've been a child. Or there's somebody that has catered and nurtured to you. The ideology, it was set in you. You could do a much better job if somebody didn't do a great enough job if you don't think so. Now you know what you lacked out on, and you can give it to someone else. They're probably not going to appreciate it because they don't know. But that's the thing. That's how come the Lord gives us time, and he's patient with us because he knows we don't understand. You see, and his whole goal was never to keep us in the dark so that we didn't understand. That's not it. No. Matter of fact, the Lord knew that these things would happen the way that they happened. He allowed them to. A lot of people don't know what Satan's job description is. But, you know, we'll get into that a little another day. It's something to know, because it's something that you need to know, because then you start to understand why things are the way that they are. We just got into a couple of the angels. That was amazing to have seven angels. They seven plagues. People are looking for the seven plagues to come. They're already here. Out of the seven, we done already had like almost like five of them. Like, seriously, like the last two, it's finna be some major shit. They tell you they got asteroids and shit coming, man. That shit real. The Lord finna slap the shit out of nigga ass with a fireball, bro. Straight up. It's one of the plagues. It rained hell. Last time it was, the Lord had a sense of humor. Because it was literally rain, hell, snowballs. That's not gonna make all snowballs, big ass snowballs, hell. But hell is considered with fire, right? So why they call a big ass snowball hell? Where they get it from? They get it from the Lord. You find that shit funny. The Lord said, I'm gonna hit your ass with the hell. That nigga think it's gonna be a fireball. I'm smack that nigga with some snow. Blah! Snow fucked that nigga ass up. Head never been the same again. For real, stop playing. That motherfucking ball will take your head clean off your goddamn shoulder. Fuck that gun, bro. Gun can't do a goddamn thing for you, bro. Everything man gets you to think that you could be saved, can't none of that shit save you. Get right with the Most High while you may be found. For today is a lovely day. I thank you for indulging with me, dabbing in the word like how we do. You know, get a little emotional sometimes. Don't mean to push that negative energy off on y'all. I hope everything come out positive. Wish everybody the best throughout this day. Preparing another radio show for tomorrow. I'm going to bring it to you, Lord willing. You know, peace, blessing, and love. More out radio, one more game, we out.
Yeah. I just want to be clear. They're right here. My producer gone. 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 Felt like that nigga did me wrong. Shit, he left me home. My producer gone, my producer gone, my producer gone. So I made the song. Shit, I had to jack the track. I didn't want to do that. Yeah. But I need to spit some crack. And he didn't leave me nothing to do that. So I had to find a song. Cause I had to spit on. My nigga left me home alone. So I had five songs spit on. That nigga did me wrong. He left me alone. My producer gone. My producer gone. My producer gone. My producer gone. So I made the song. Cause he left me home. And I'm on my own. Yeah. My producer gone. 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 That nigga did me wrong. My producer gone. And I'm on my own. So I need a franchise. And find another nigga that got crack that I can spit on. You got shit at home. Nigga, come on and send them on. Cause I need that. Cause I got crack, crack, and crack, and crack, and more crack, yeah. I need it, bitch, I need it, yeah, I need it, yeah, I need it. My producer gone, my producer gone, my producer gone, my producer gone. Now I'm on my own. If you got something that I can spit on, send it on. Come on, send it on. Yeah. Send it on. So my producer gone. 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 Shit, he did me wrong. And I'm on my own. My producer gone. Yeah.